As Atman. So that's a very important idea. You would say, what's the difference between their location and the location of the alleged murderer or the alleged victim? But again, that's one of the Chidushei HaTorah with respect to this issue. So again, everything is subject to the Gzeiras HaKasev. So the Mishnah says, Al pishnayim edim o shlosha edim yumas hames. If it's two, why do you need three? In miskayemis hoedus bishlayim lama pirid hakasev bishlosha. Why is the Torah specifying three as well? Ela hakish shlosha l'shnayim, to establish a hakish between three and two. Ma shlosha mazimin es hashnayim, af hashnayim yizomu es hashlosha, minayin afilu meya, tamalomar edim. So you have a remarkable halacha that even if you have 100 people that are testifying to a particular event, and then two people come along and say, well, all you guys, you 100, you know, in the city of Chicago, as we like to say, at the time that you're claiming the murder happened, we believe two over the 100. Right? So that's not just like the general principle of tre kameya, that two is the equivalent of 100. Now we're saying that two can take down 100. That's like not a rational idea, but that's the gzeiras hakasev of edim zomimin. Again, so my chazis to smochahani, why are you relying on two? It's not just relying on two against two other people, you're relying on two even against 100. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ma'ashnayim enam ne'ragin ad shushneim zomimin, af shlosha enam ne'ragin, so even if you have up to 100, now again, this is assuming that it's toch chidei dibor, that they testified, that we relate to them as a singular unit, if they testified essentially one right after the other, and to establish even one of them as edim zomin, you have to establish that all of them, let's say, were in the city of Chicago. If you can't establish that about all of them, so then we just say that we don't necessarily follow their edus, but they're not subject to the penalty of kasher zamam. Rabbi Kiva Omer lo ba shlishi lahachmer lav lasos dino kayotze beelu im ken ana shakasa the nitpal over yavera kover yavera lachas kam vechame yeshalim schar the nitpal lo se mitzvah ko se mitzvah. So Rabbi Kiva says the whole thing is really a chiddush, because once you have two witnesses in the halacha, that's like having 100 witnesses. So you could say, let's have rachmanis on the third guy. He just, you know, was sort of an add-on, or the fourth guy. He was just an add-on. The fifth guy, he was an add-on. Either way, they were going to put this poor fellow to death based on false testimony, even if you only had two. So the third, fourth, and fifth people aren't really that important. So if the Torah says that they're going to go down, so that means that even though they're secondary, they're nitpal over avera, nonetheless, they're treated as severely as the first two witnesses themselves. So Rabbi Kiva, who is always looking to put an optimistic spin on things, right? You'd be very depressed about this. Rabbi Kiva was good at drasho. So he says, oh, so you see, if 70 is secondary when it comes to averos, and they're treated so severely, if you're only secondarily involved in a mitzvah, like if you're the gabbai sheni, you're not the gabbai rishon, but if you're the gabbai sheni, you should feel pretty good about yourself, because, you know, clearly the Torah is machshav people in a secondary position. It reminds me, I just saw him on Erev Shabbos, a Talmud who graduated years ago, and he graduated as a salutatorian, and he started his speech with a very important line. He didn't quote Rabbi Akiva, but undoubtedly he had it in mind. He said, you know, I'm here, you know, and I'm here to say that second place counts for something, because otherwise I wouldn't be here altogether. So again, this is what Rabbi Akiva was driving at. So the eighth Mishnah, and with this we'll conclude. Ma'ashnayim nimsa echan mehem karev opasol edusan b'teila. Av shlosha nimsa echan mehem karev opasol edusan b'teila. Minayin afilu meya tamadomar edim. So again, if you have a group of 100 witnesses, and one of them is found to be invalid, that takes down all of those witnesses. I'm not aware of any legal system where we have such a chumrah in terms of testimony. We'll talk about its applications. You have 99 valid witnesses, but they all come as a cot. They all come as a unit. And one of them is found to be a apostle. Let's say one of them is found to be a goslin or whatever it is, a psul doraisa. So that takes down the entire unit. So you just threw out 99, right? Normally say there's bitul b'shishim, right? In the kitchen, you know, a ratio of 60. Here, there's no bittel. It's an amazing idea. If you have 100,000 witnesses and one is pasul and they come as a single unit, so edusan b'teila. Minayin afilu leila meya tamadomar edim. So amar abiyosi medvar mburim edimini fashos. Avo b'dine mamonos, Rabbi Yossi says, tiskayim ha'edus b'shar, that when it comes to monetary matters, that will just completely hamstring the system. Nobody's going to ever lend anybody else money again, because they'll say, even if I have 1,000 witnesses, if one of them is found of a psul, it's almost inevitable that one of them is going to have some kind of a psul, right? Then I'm not going to be able to collect my loans. So when it comes to dine mamonos, we say we're willing to waive that principle. Rabbi Omer, Echadine Mamros, Echadine Nefashos, Rabbi Yudah Nasi says, no, Bisman Shehisra Behen, of Bisman Shelo Hisra Behen, Ma Yasu Shneyachin Shero Be'echad Shaharag Es HaNefesh. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi says that really we should have a similar standard for Dine Mamros and Dine Nefashos. So if we have Edim who establish themselves as Edim because they're Masra, they give a person a warning and they say, look, we're watching you right now. If you go ahead and do this, you'll be Chayav Skila, let's say it's Chol Shabbos, or we see what you're about to do, we see that you're about to steal, don't do it, etc. So that establishes them as witnesses, and if they're related to each other, then that would create a psul. But otherwise, let's say you have 10 people who are hanging out on the street, and somebody shoots somebody else, and of the 10 people, two of them happen to be brothers. Are we going to say that this guy gets away with murder because he did it in front of two brothers? That wouldn't make any sense. So Ibn al-Nasi says that doesn't create, just because you were roeh, doesn't create the chalosh shem aid. So you have to actually be designated to be a witness in that particular case. The way that you designate yourself is if you gave a hasra, you see somebody, you know, take out a gun, and the two brothers are the ones who come out and say, wait a second, if you're planning on killing that guy, you know you'll be chayev mishum ritzicha, well, you'll be chayev hereg, you know, it's one of the capital penalties, and if he says, almanas kein aniosa, that's why I'm doing it, and he pulls the trigger, so then, you know, ironically, he would get off because the two brothers were the ones that gave him the warning. But if you have the brother and one of the other nine guys, just not with his own brother, who gives the hasra, so then we say, in that case, we're willing to disregard one of the brothers because otherwise you'd have a bizarre situation where the more brazenly, the more publicly you kill somebody, as long as you do it as if at a family reunion, you know, that's would be an automatic out in terms of, you know, getting away with murder. So again, it's pretty hard to be chayav mishum capital punishment, as we've said many, many times when they're in Sanhedrin. But this seems like a very cogent point that we don't want people to get away with terrible things just because they did it in front of two brothers. There has to be something which establishes these individuals with the status, with the chalos of Edim.